T-Mobile is sweeping independent network tests while bracing for slower account growth as legacy plan migrations bite.
I'm Alex. That trade is clear. Monetization and premium mix are up. Near-term ads are under pressure.
The wins are concrete. In Ookla's U.S. connectivity report for the first half of 2026, T-Mobile was named best mobile network overall and best 5G network, with a median mobile download speed of 275.55 megabits per second and a median 5G download speed of 314.38 megabits per second. Its overall speed test connectivity score was 80.12, and the 5G score was 73.52.
But reach matters. Ookla shows Verizon with the highest U.S. coverage at 30.4%, AT&T at 26.8%, and T-Mobile at 24.8%. Inside their footprints, Verizon's 5G availability hit 92.6%, versus T-Mobile at 67.7%. So the win is experience, not blanket coverage.
And experience is broad. T-Mobile topped gaming and video streaming across all technologies and on 5G. Consumer sentiment was highest too, at 3.77 out of 5. Consultancy P3 named T-Mobile the U.S. mobile network test champion for Q2 with 8,274 out of 10,000 points, ranking first in all 13 categories: coverage, reliability, performance, customer experience, and AI readiness among them.
Why that matters? It shores up pricing power. If you're a device OEM, MVNO, or enterprise buyer, multiple third-party scores validate premium SLAs, network slicing, and public safety priority offers.
Earnings set up the other half. Q2 diluted EPS was $2.99, ahead of roughly $2.59 consensus. Service revenue rose 9% year-over-year to $19.0 billion. Postpaid service revenue was up 13% to $15.9 billion. ARPA increased 2% to $152.91. Free cash flow guidance was raised to $18.4 to $18.8 billion, with CFO Peter Osvaldik citing cash taxes and working capital benefits from advanced AI tools.
Growth is slowing, though. Postpaid net account adds were 277,000 in Q2, down 13% versus last year's 318,000. Churn was 0.99%. Management guided Q3 net postpaid account adds to roughly 250,000 as it completes a forced migration off grandfathered plans for a large legacy cohort. Tech Times pegs it at about 4 million subscribers.
And earlier, we discussed price increases affecting roughly 8 million legacy plans. Those figures differ, who's forced to move versus who faces a price increase. But the through line is friction now for revenue later. T-Mobile touted a record net promoter score of 46 from HarrisX in Q2. Independent aggregators like AltIndex and Comparably put T-Mobile near minus 4. Treat company-commissioned NPS and opt-in panels as different instruments. Guidance also implies churn around 1%.
Add the FCC complaints and a pending class action around price lock promises. You get legal and brand risk, plus potential mass arbitration cost exposure. That could show up as higher churn than guidance suggests.
Management is choosing yield. COO John Fryer said about 60% of new customers are choosing the most premium plans. They also said customers coming in carry roughly 20% higher revenue than those leaving. That's the thesis. Fewer net adds now, higher per account revenue through Q3 to Q4 2026.
Verizon and AT&T won't sit still. Verizon's 30.4% coverage and 92.6% 5G availability inside its footprint give it a lever with coverage-first buyers. AT&T, at 26.8%, leans on fiber convergence. AT&T also claimed 432,000 postpaid phone net adds in Q2. So pressure is live in H2 2026.
T-Mobile's counterweights. The T-Life app hit 30 million monthly active users, up from 25 million in Q1, and perks like free Dash Pass and in-flight drinks on Delta. Those are retention levers designed to smooth the H2 2026 migrations and protect ARPA. Keep an eye on postpaid ARPA trend versus any churn inflections.
On devices, they opened pre-orders for Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 8 Ultra, Fold 8, Flip 8, Plus watches, with up to $1,900 off on Experience Beyond and Go 5G Next, effectively making a Fold 8 free or $200 with eligible trade-in starting August 7. That nudges buyers into high ARPU plans without blunt across-the-board promos.
It works if the subsidy mix aligns with premium plan uptake. If migrations elevate churn while promos front-load expense, margins compress and the math breaks. Porting ratios in markets where coverage, not speed, drives choice will tell you if Verizon's reach is beating T-Mobile's speed.
Longer term, Spectrum. T-Mobile is eyeing additional C-band and a 2.7 GHz auction expected in 2027, adjacent to its 2.5 GHz bread and butter, to preserve the mid-band capacity lead that built its 5G advantage. Auctions likely run 2027-2028. The question is whether they can maintain free cash flow while buying Spectrum and addressing legal overhangs. Watch disclosed Spectrum spend plans in 2026-2027 and uplink performance metrics.
Technical posture looks ready. CTO John Saw said AI hasn't yet surged mobile traffic, and 5G advanced uplink tools, carrier aggregation, MIMO, transmit switching, put them in position if physical AI workloads grow. CEO Srini Gopalan said, 6G is not going to just be 5G on steroids, pointing to opportunities in edge AI.
And they've shown operations at scale. During this summer's major international soccer tournament, T-Mobile said its AI-driven dynamic CX platform and SON made over 11,000 automated optimizations, kept 99.9% stadium availability, handled more than 700,000 high-quality calls, and carried about 1 petabyte across 11 U.S. host stadiums, with average stadium downloads above 300 megabps. OpenSignal recognized the experience across host cities.
Netted out. Experience leadership supports pricing. Migrations and legal noise threaten near-term growth. Spectrum and AI ops aim to extend the moat. Execution in H2 2026 sets up how 2027-2028 capital choices land.
One big thing to watch. T-Mobile's Q3 net postpaid account additions around 250,000 at the next print. If churn runs higher than expected, the premium mix thesis gets its first real stress test.